Now back to New York Game Day with Mike Tannenbaum, Matthias Kiwanuka, and Anita Marks.
Rich Cimini joins us now, does a phenomenal job covering the Jets, also has a great podcast called Flight Deck. You definitely have to check it out each and every week. Rich, welcome in. Good morning. Special day today, right?
Yeah, the home opener, the stadium will be packed for the first time in 2 years, so it is a good day.
All right, let's start first and foremost. And I'm sure the biggest storyline, this will be talked about a lot leading up to kickoff, and that's Bill Belichick's success against rookie quarterbacks, right? 31 times he's faced rookie quarterbacks, only 54% completion percentage, 25 touchdowns, 43 interceptions. What has this Giants team, offensively, offensive coordinator, Zach, how are they preparing for what is in store for them on the opposite side of the field?
You're right about the Belichick stats, although I will point out the last time he faced a rookie quarterback, he lost, and that was last year when they faced Tua in Miami. So be that as it may, you know, it's a very difficult defense to face. I think the biggest thing for Zach Wilson and the Jets, what he sees pre-snap is not going to be what he gets after the snap, and that's very difficult for a rookie quarterback to process. I think Zach is a smart guy, and he processes very quickly. I think you saw that last week when he wasn't running for his life. I thought he made good reads, but that's going to be the biggest challenge because Belichick is going to try to confuse him. There's going to be disguised coverages. We all remember what happened a couple of years ago with the infamous Sam Darnold, "I'm seeing ghosts." And if you're a Jets fan, you know, that's the last thing you want to have happen today is him seeing ghosts.
Rich, the Jets didn't get much out of their run game last week. I'm curious, like, how big of a role do you think the run game is going to play this week? And do you think that the running back by committee strategy is working?
Well, Matthias, obviously it's not working. They had 40-something yards last week. And this is an offense that is built to run. They want to run the ball. There's no secret about that. I mean, this is basically the San Francisco 49er offense. You know, they want to play off the running game. It sets up their play action. And last week, there was just basically nothing there. I think they will stick with the committee. Now, of course, they're going to have a different-looking offensive line this week. Mekhi Becton's out for a couple of months, so you're going to see George Fant at left tackle. There'll be Morgan Moses at right tackle. Look, you know, I don't think Fant is as good as Becton, but he's a professional left tackle. He's played left tackle. He's been a starter in the league. So there's no excuse for them not to have a running game. And if they don't have a running game, then that's where Belichick's defense gets really hard. If you're in third and long, that's when he can dial up all his different coverages. You might see some cover zero. They've done that. They didn't do it last week against Miami, but they've been known to do that. You want to stay out of those third and longs.
Again, Rich Cimini joined us here on 98.7 ESPN. One thing we know about Bill Belichick is he likes to take a player out of the equation. But, you know, I look at the skilled position players that Zach's working with, and nobody scares me. If there was one player, let me rewind. A, you expecting Jamison Crowder to play. B, if there was a player that you think the Patriots are going to try to eliminate out of the equation, who do you think it's going to be?
I think Crowder will play, and he'll be in the slot like usual. And I think... clearly, it's Corey Davis. I mean, Corey Davis is their number one receiver. He had 2 touchdowns last week, almost 100 yards. I think, without a doubt, that'll be the guy that, you know, the Patriots focus on. You know, I think they'll probably use Jackson on him. Last week, they used Jackson. He followed Devontae Parker around for much of the game. So I expect the same coverage there. So I think Elijah Moore becomes a very important player for the Jets this week. He did not have a good debut last week. He dropped a long pass. I think he had some rookie jitters. I think he'll be a little more settled down this week, and I think he becomes a very important option for the Jets. You know, just and also Crowder. You know, Crowder over the middle. I think you got to watch Crowder and Moore today.
On the defensive side of the ball, Rich, bring us up to speed on, you know, some of the injuries. Who do you expect to play? Who not? I know there's a lot of rookies that are on that defensive side of the ball. What is the defense going to look like against Mac Jones today?
Yeah, we're already getting into the patchwork phase because of some injuries. You know, they lost Jamie and Sherwood, their rookie linebackers, out this week. I think DelShawn Phillips will start. He just came up from the practice squad. He actually led the team in tackles last week. So I think he'll start at linebacker with Mosley and Nasiruddin. And then, at safety, they lose LaMarcus Joyner to a season-ending injury. That's a tough one because he was an experienced guy back there at free safety. So now this is a loss for them. I think they'll probably go with Adrian Colbert, a guy who's been in the system. They called him up this week from the practice squad. They have some other options there as well. But that's my sense, is that you'll probably see Colbert. It's a drop-off from Joyner for sure.
And last but not least, before he let you go, looking at the film from Mac Jones, even though the Patriots lost last week to Miami, a lot of people feel a big reason why was because of the fumble with Damian Harris. Mac Jones looked quite good. So, what are your expectations? How do you think the Jets counter Mac Jones today? Do you think they could get the pressure on him? He does have a good offensive line. How do you see this game playing out on the Mac Jones side?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. This is going to be one of those chess match things, because I watched the game. He was effective last week. He took 9 hits, and much like Zach Wilson last week, he just did not seem affected by it. So we know he's tough. But one thing about Mac Jones, it was all dink and dunk last week. I think they averaged under 7 air yards per attempt, which is one of the lowest in the league. And the Jets defense is designed, they play a lot of zone. So their goal is to not get beat deep, and I think they'll give up a lot of short passes, which plays right into what the Patriots do. So I think it's going to be imperative for the Jets. Their red zone defense has to be on point today, because I do think the Patriots will march the ball up and down the field, dinking and dunking, but when they get inside the 20, that's where the Jets' defense is going to have to step up. And I think that'll probably be one of the biggest keys in the game today.
Great stuff as always, Rich. Really do appreciate you. Thank you so much. Again, Rich Cimini, make sure you follow him on all things social media and check out his podcast, Flight Deck. When does that hit each and every week, Rich?
That'll be on Tuesday. We review the game and we look ahead to next week. So check it out on Tuesday.
Awesome.
Now back to New York Game Day with Mike Tannenbaum, Matthias Kiwanuka, and Anita Marks.